Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 274. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I've got something super simple I want to talk about today. It's just a recognition of something I think we've all felt, definitely over the past year. But it's a pretty common thing in life, and that's feeling a bit lonely. Or very lonely, or somewhere in between. And I think this has been and still is an unavoidable experience in life, regardless of whether you're single or not, regardless of whether you have a ton of friends or not, you work an incredible job or not, whatever. I think that you're human and you're inevitably going to feel lonely at some point. And I wanted to do this episode because I was thinking about this last night. It's like, you know, day 366 of me just chilling alone in my apartment, my 750 square foot apartment. And I was thinking about this idea of being lonely. And I was like, man, you know what? For me, I've never been more alone, like literally alone in my life. But I've also, at the same time, I've never felt less lonely. You know, I've been physically alone here for a long time. I spent a lot of time in my apartment, or at least I have been up until like recently. And there's been a lot of temptation around that to feel lonely. I'm also been single for the past 3 years and I'm in my 30s. So there's temptation to feel lonely there as well. But I've realized that despite being literally alone and, you know, symbolically alone, I am not lonely. I am not lonely. And that kind of made me smile to realize that the other night, to know that I am alone. I may have felt lonely at times, but I am not a lonely person. And, you know, I'm not like trying to flex on you being all like not lonely and shit, but it really does just make me happy to see how I've learned the true, powerful, uplifting meaning behind being alone. And I'm kind of proud of myself for switching my brain from assuming that being alone means I'm lonely, from that to one of literally celebrating being alone. And to me, it's kind of cool how this happened, like not forced, like subconsciously, like it happened organically. You know, it's not like I had much of a choice, I suppose, this past year, spending so much forced time alone, but it happened. You know, learning that being alone does not mean I am lonely. And I think I learned that in a really kind of beautiful, natural way, right? It's not like, you know, I felt lonely, but then I just willed myself to not feel lonely. I didn't sit there reciting mantras being like, you're not lonely, you're not lonely. You know, it didn't happen that way. And I think because of that, I've learned some powerful truths about being alone and feeling lonely. And I just want to take a couple quick minutes here to share them with you, because I think it could be helpful, because we all feel this way. I think it's normal, of course, to feel lonely. It's not a bad thing. It definitely is not a bad thing. But as with everything I talk about on the podcast, being happy in life isn't about controlling your emotions. I think you should feel what you need to feel. You should feel that initial knee-jerk reaction that you have to things in life. You should feel that immediate emotional outpouring that you experience. But at the same time, your life's happiness, your life's fulfillment is simply about what you do after that, what you do next. It's managing your reaction to that feeling. And for me, you know, it's like I feel lonely just like the next guy. But to my point, I've learned in a really beautiful, natural way that I get to conclude what I want from that feeling. Namely, that I can feel lonely, but not be lonely. I can literally be alone, but not be lonely. And that's because I realized there is a big, big difference between being lonely and being alone. And I choose to celebrate being alone, because it really is so powerful. And so for me, the way that I think about being alone is like, it's a highway. And hear me out, because this is going to be an analogy, but it really helps me think about life visually sometimes. So being alone is like a long stretch on a highway. And, you know, a highway, right? It's got long stretches of open road and you're driving on it and you're driving somewhere and you're getting closer to your destination. And then you see your exit and you get off there and you head to where you want to be. And the way that I look at being lonely or feeling lonely or being alone is you feel lonely when you're on those empty stretches of highway, long empty stretches of highway that exist between exits. And in life, those empty stretches of highway are the in-between times between when things happen, when things change, when you finally catch a break, when you find some new internal drive, when you meet someone new, and so on and so forth. The long stretches of highway are those in-between times in your relationships or in your dating life or when you're feeling like you're striking out. Those are in-between periods. The long stretches of highway, it's the times in your career before you find that exit that's perfect for you. That's an exit. That's your perfect job, your perfect role, a different industry, whatever it may be. The long stretches of highway are the times where you personally feel lost or insecure in life. That's a stretch of highway before you find that exit, which is your confidence or your centeredness or so on and so forth. So this is a highway analogy. And if you're familiar with highways, speaking as the resident highway expert on this podcast, you know that there are always more exits to take on a highway. And I look at that as a comforting fact that there's always an exit. And sometimes, yeah, you get off the highway and then you get back on and then you get back off and you get back on. But there's always an opportunity to get off that highway at some point. And life is that highway. And sometimes you're getting off, you find your exit only to realize it's the wrong exit. And then you need to get right back on. But you know there's more exits coming. So with that in mind, you should have no problem just hitting cruise control, turning on some vibes and just having a good time because you know there are exits coming up. You know there are opportunities coming up. And thanks for bearing with me on that analogy, but it's a little cheesy, sure, but I think it is helpful to think of life and loneliness in this way, that it's transitional periods. And transitional periods are ripe, full of opportunity and potential. And being alone, feeling lonely, it is not a forever state of being. It's not a forever thing. It isn't forever because on the other side of feeling lonely, those long stretches of highway are exits. And exits are opportunities. And of course, like that, this is a very glass half full mentality, right? And it'd be easy for you to be like, Case, you know, that's cool. But I've felt lonely for years. I haven't seen any exits, dude. You know, whatever. I've always felt this way. I've been single forever. I've always felt overlooked or forgotten. And to that, I would say I get that. Like I've gone through long periods where there's no exits in sight, where you're just cruising on the highway for hundreds of miles and there's nothing, there's nada, there's no exits, there's nothing for you, there's no one reaching out to you, there's no one that gets you, that understands you. So like, I understand that, but you know, I've grown a lot. I feel like I've become more compassionate in natural ways. And I really learned, vulnerably so, that there is always an exit down the line. And sometimes it's like Siri on your phone likes to mess with you and it keeps moving further and further and rerouting you. Like I get that. But you have to push yourself to a point where you believe that it's there. You believe it's there, that there is an exit for you. That's an exit. That's an opportunity. That's an opportunity where you will meet new people, where you will rediscover a passion, where you will find some kind of fire again for yourself or for the first time. You have to push yourself to believe that it's there. And when you can get to that point, then there's so much power in being alone because you know that there's an exit down the line. Because it's like knowing that something cool is going to happen in a short amount of time. And you know what's going to happen. So you get to enjoy the present moment without any pressure or without any overthinking, right? Because you know it's down the line. It's like a calm before the storm. But that's a rewarding, compassionate storm that awaits you. But this is foundationally based on the fact that you have to believe that it's there, that there is an exit for you. And I don't want to necessarily take time in this episode to talk about like belief and what you deserve and things like that, because I talk a lot about that idea. But if you agree that you deserve great things in life, you deserve great people in life, you deserve rewarding, engaging work in life, and you love yourself, then you know intrinsically that there is an exit that exists for you. And I hope you nod your head and you say, yes, I believe those things. Okay, then let's check that. It's up to you to believe that and trust that. But once you do, you know that there's an exit for you. And when that's your state of mind, it's cool just to keep cruising a bit longer. Because while you're cruising, you can learn what I have, that your alone time is so powerful because it's so calming. Calming. It's calming to just listen to yourself, to your thoughts, to your feelings, to what you want, to do whatever you want just because you want to do it. How many times in life can you say that? That you can be selfish, truly selfish, just because you want to? That's taking a break from the pressure of others, from the expectations others put on you, socially, in dating, whatever. Being alone is certainly, it's a chance to recharge, to experience and touch and feel whatever you want, and to feel satisfied in that and guilt-free in that. To only be concerned with what you want, to take a rain check from the pressure of other people, and to do it because there's peace in knowing that your exit is coming up. And that is the power of being alone. Alone, but not lonely. And I was trying to think of like an example I can give you. This is a safe space, right? Me, Case, I'm 32, almost 33. And to my point, your boy's been alone for a while here, both in the sense that I've been single for 3 years and also, you know, obvi this past year, kind of locked in my ivory tower. So naturally, what's a guy to do? I'm out here playing video games now. You know, just some casual gaming, showing the 16-year-olds who's boss, playing a little COD, hanging out in the gulag, you know, good times. And the gamer tag I've settled on, that's the name that you call yourself in a game, is Mac and Cheese, because obviously I love mac and cheese, but I like to spell it all one word with alternating upper and lowercase letters because, you know, art. And in the game, yeah, you could talk to each other, right? And for some reason, everyone reads my gamer tag, Mac and Cheese, but they misread it and they think that it says man cheese. Man cheese. So every time I'm playing this game and we're like talking to each other, people refer to me as man cheese, which I just think is the funniest thing in the world. But anyway, I thought that was a funny thing that I've been doing while alone. But to my point, it's like I have no problem being alone. Being a dude in his mid-30s, playing video games, being man cheese, being single for 3 years, I have no problem with that, with being alone, because I'm not lonely. Because I know, it's a mindset, right? I know that there is an exit ahead of me where I won't physically be alone anymore. I won't symbolically be alone anymore. And that's exciting, of course. But until then, I refuse to get down on myself. That's not even an option I give myself. Why would I do that when I can celebrate the calm that comes from being alone? The calm that comes from focusing on me and what I want. The calm that comes from what I'm building. The ability I have to do whatever I want, when I want, with whom I want, right? That's the calm that comes from just being patient with myself. That comes from reflection and journaling and dancing and doing the dice thing in my apartment, whatever I want, right? From listening to my own thoughts and affirming what is important to me, the man that I am, the man that I want to become. That is being alone. And there's nothing lonely about that in my mind, because this is what I've learned. I've learned that, you know, the conversations I have with myself are sometimes just as rewarding as those I have with other people. The time spent by myself, literally alone, or just, you know, quote, alone as a single guy, as a single human, it's rewarding. I am undisturbed. I am intentional. I am calm. And I'm calm because this is a time I'll look back on and I'll never regret it. I certainly will never regret it. I talk about this in the sense of being a single person. You'll never regret looking back and being single. I don't think I'll ever look back at this time, COVID specifically, or any time really, and be like, man, I regret being alone. I don't think that's possible, because this time has and continues to give me powerful perspective about myself. And that's perspective that comes in the moment that I'm living in, with what I'm doing and with what I want to do and what I'm building. and that is being alone, and it doesn't mean that I'm lonely. I can feel lonely, but I'm not lonely. I can be alone, but I'm not lonely. And yeah, sure, of course, like I'm a social being. I'm like half introvert, half extrovert. I'd love to hang out with the homies more. Yeah, at some point I'd love to find my someone, but I refuse to look down on myself for being alone. I refuse to see it as an insecurity or that there's something wrong with me. Never, never. And that's the choice that I make, to be happy and fulfilled by my own company. And you can make that choice too, to talk to yourself, to be content by yourself, to do what you want, to grow, and to not judge yourself for it or assume that anyone else is judging you for it. Because big newsflash here, everyone feels lonely. I feel like that's the advice I would give to everyone. That's the advice I would give my like 15-year-old self. Everyone feels lonely. The coolest, most popular cats in the club feel lonely. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's a status. But it's not permanent. It's not a description of who you are. It doesn't make you less. Being single doesn't make you less. Feeling new, feeling lost, feeling overlooked doesn't make you less. It is a feeling. It is not a description of who you are long term. And it's a choice to pivot feeling lonely from a reflection of worth to a simple statement of, hey, what's up right now? I'm alone. That's what's up. You're alone, not lonely. You are on this highway that I love to reference. You're on the highway just waiting for your exit. And it's coming up, and you know it's coming up because you know you deserve it. And in the meantime, you're okay with celebrating whatever it is you're doing. Alone, not lonely. Building, not lost. Celebrating, not despairing. And of course, like I get that. It's not easy to just flip a switch and be like, all right, cool, I'm not lonely anymore. But do a mental mindset practice here of ask yourself where that sense of judgment comes from, that because you're alone, you are lonely and it's not going anywhere. Why do you think that? Why do you think that? Is that an assumption that you've come to? Yeah, it probably is, because you don't know what your future holds. And your past, no matter how lonely you've felt or for how long you've felt that way, it's no indication of what's next for you. And you get to choose what your assumption of the future is, what your hope is, what your sense of worth is. So just for a moment, I say choose to expect that your exit on the highway is coming up. Choose to know that you're approaching it. And because of that, you know it's coming. You get to choose to enjoy the rest of the highway, the rest of the ride, the calm, the sights, the sounds, the wind in your hair. You get to choose the music, the windows down, your own vibes. And I just like, that's a choice that you get to make. And I hope you do, because you are a beautiful, worthy person who's being alone right now is anything but permanent. And that's recognition of being alone, but not being lonely. So that's it. Just something to think about. I hope that was helpful. If anything, maybe it gave you an analogy, a visualization to help you in some small way. If you found this episode powerful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend, tell them to check out the podcast. Don't forget to visit newmindsetwhodis.com. I have found that journaling is actually a really great way to bring this concept of alone, not lonely, to life. So check that out. And that's it. I'll end it right here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.